Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 6th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: U.S. House hints at big tech breakup. Cisco ordered to pay $1.9 billion in patent infringement case. And Warner Brothers delays The Batman to 2022, postpones Flash Shazam 2. Leading today's news: a House Antitrust Subcommittee report due this week on big tech, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Alphabet, is hinting toward breaking up the tech giants, according to a lawmaker in the GOP minority. This proposal is a thinly veiled call to break up big tech firms. We do not agree with the majority's approach, said Republican Congressman Ken Buck in a draft response seen by Reuters. He says he shares Democratic concerns about the company's market power, but objects to requiring them to pursue a clear, single line of business. In other news, Cisco has been ordered to pay $1.9 billion in a patent infringement case. The U.S. District Judge said the case was not a close call, ruling that Cisco infringed four patents belonging to Centripetal Networks, but didn't infringe on a fifth. The award includes $755.8 million in actual damages, multiplied by 2.5 to reflect willful and egregious conduct from Cisco, plus pre-judgment interest. Cisco plans to appeal. Warner Brothers delayed Dune until October 1, 2021, and pulled The Batman starring Robert Pattinson until March 4, 2022. The studio pulled Black Adam starring Dwayne Johnson and Minecraft from the release calendar. The newest sequel to the Matrix film series made the rare leap forward from April 1, 2022 to December 22, 2021. The Flash will move from June to November in 2022, and Shazam 2 leaves November 2022 for June 2, 2023. Southwest Airlines is asking its union workers to accept pay cuts for the first time to help the company avoid its first furloughs and/or layoffs. The company wants pay cuts on the table to avoid furloughs/layoffs through the end of next year. The passing of an October 1st deadline tied to the $25 billion the industry received in aid means struggling airlines are considering layoffs, and Southwest rivals United Airlines and American Airlines have gone ahead with more than 32,000 cuts. Northern Star Resources has agreed to acquire smaller Australian rival Saracen Mineral Holdings in a $5.76 billion Australian dollar, or U.S. $4.14 billion deal that will create a new top 10 global miner, according to its $16 billion Australian dollars in market valuation. Northern Star will own 64% of the combined entity, and Saracen will own the remaining 36%. The deal comes after the two mining companies each acquired 50% stakes in Australia's giant KCGM operation, commonly known as the Super Pit, Australia's largest open-cut gold mine. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the red with crude oil and Bitcoin slightly up. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.